another week of warm weather will occur across the U.S. Midwest, and we'll likely see precipitation come and go as well. So the environment will be relatively good for this time of the year. A little spring planting will likely take place during the drier days. Next week, though, looks to be colder. In fact, we'll start seeing colder conditions in the northern parts of the plains, perhaps as early as this coming weekend. It'll take a little while for the colder air to overspread into the heart of the Midwest, but some of the computer forecast models are certainly headed in that direction. Now, we've been talking about colder weather in April for the last 2 weeks, and so far the models have shown no persistent consistency, I guess is probably the best way to put that. There is still too much wavering in the models as far as how intense the cold will be, exactly when it is likely to occur, and if you recall, a week ago we were talking about being colder this week, and here we are with warmer than normal weather expected across most of the Midwest again over the next 5 to 7 days. The coldest weather on the most recent computer forecast models are all suggesting the middle part of next week to be the period to watch. Certainly the month of April, we expect to see a more normal temperature bias. In fact, near to below average temperatures will likely occur across the heart of the Midwest. And we'll have a short-term period, maybe about 10 days, where temperatures will probably be quite chilly across the region. This will raise the potential for some concern over crop conditions. The soft wheat crop is advancing relatively swiftly, and we'll be assessing the condition of most of those crops this afternoon when the USDA reports their crop progress for many of the states. We'll find out exactly how far advanced the crops are, and then we'll be able to better assess what the potential is for damage next week if colder air comes in as suggested. In the meantime, a good mix of rain and sunshine will likely occur across a big part of the Midwest this week, and the end result will likely be a continuation of favorable soil moisture across the region. And we'll likely see the potential for a little field work to advance during the drier days. Now, we don't expect a lot of just steady sunshine across the region, but the precipitation that occurs this week will likely be somewhat erratic. It'll come in little waves. It'll likely be focused on southern and western portions of the lower Midwest as we go forward through time. What I mean by that is Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and the Ohio River Valley, especially the lower Ohio River Valley, and areas southward into the Delta and portions of the southeastern states. All of these areas will end up with precipitation over the next several days. The precipitation will probably not get started in a very well-organized manner until we see the day tomorrow, but we'll likely see the precipitation become more significant at that point. 0.4 inch to an inch and a half of rain will probably be the most common range of precipitation totals. We'll look for some local totals getting upwards to 2 or 2.5 inches, perhaps in a few areas in parts of Kansas and Missouri, even down into a portion of the Delta. The precipitation will be quite minimal in the Great Lakes region, though, and even the southeastern states will see precipitation, but it will likely be below average. As long as that continues to be the case, that there's probably going to still be some large moisture deficits that will be prevailing in that part of the country. And the overall bottom line is still favorable, though, for most of these crops, especially with the warmer bias prevailing throughout most of this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.